I want to say something about that before I go any further. Back in the mid-60s, God started dealing with me about the ministry. Now, he didn't deal with me about the ministry in an ethereal way, or a religious or a pious way. He took me to scriptures that talked about the needs of man. Then he took me to churches where man's needs were not being met. And then he left me alone. No one ever in my life to this day ever talked to me about going to the ministry or dedicating my life to God or going to the mission field or going to the Bible school or going to a seminary. No one ever. All God did was simply this. Show me the human need in the scriptures and then show me humans who had need and sit back and say, what are you going to do about it? And when I was a young man in my teens back then, I was mixed with young men and women myself who had all kinds of responses to this opportunity to birth desire. And you know what I used to do? I used to read the scriptures over and over and over and over until it got to the place where I couldn't look at people anymore without wanting to scream something because the desire grew so strong in me. Then he took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, where Paul says, necessity was laid upon me to preach the gospel. And I said, my God, there's a weight on me. Desire and prayer produced a weight. He said, necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I do not preach the gospel. And that necessity, my friend, is desire turned to passion and commitment. It is. When I think of how many times I have talked to men and women who say they're born again and full of the Holy Ghost and love the Word of God, and got all kinds of gifts. When I think of how many times I have talked to folks like that about desire and passion and commitment and they never got it, I just want to sit down and say, am I talking to trees and stones or people? Let's set the record straight right now. You will not succeed in anything, marriage, work, ministry, I don't care, in raising corn, if you don't have desire. And allow prayer to turn that desire to a passion. And it may take years, it's a process. To go from desire to passion is a process. And go from passion to commitment is a process. And you may get turned off 100 times. And you may get hurt 1,000 times. You may be discouraged more times than you can count. You may be disillusioned. But at some point in time, desire has to turn to passion and passion to commitment. And the only way that can happen is with you honestly face the Word and pray. I can't put it in you. I can't make it the irresistible must of Paul. But I know this. You'll never do anything with your life until it's a driving force, an irresistible must. And if you're mediocre, you won't like being with me for very long because I am passionate about everything. Without these three, you will lose all. You will lose it. The devil will steal it from you. Desire, passion, and commitment. The devil will steal it from you. He'll put some stupid idea in your head to waste the morning, and some stupid situation in the afternoon to waste the afternoon, and then some stupid thing in the evening to waste your night. He'll do it. Folks, he can do it all your life. At some point in time, desire, passion, and commitment have to say to hell with that. And I mean that very literally and very spiritually. Because that's where it came from.